Occasionally, I get emails from listeners telling me not to criticize some government programs like creating new jobs or the new Cash for Clunkers program. Indeed, I see more often than not many analysts on TV reiterating the same thing, that the government programs will eventually help fix the problems we are now seeing in the economy. What many listeners and many people in general do not understand is that we are not seeing the problems, we are seeing the symptoms. What I mean by this, it's much like a broken egg falling off a wall. The problem was that the egg fell off the wall. The broken egg is only the result of the initial problem and is only the symptom. You cannot reassemble a broken egg any more than you can fix our economic problems in hindsight. Problems have actually already happened and are now past events. And unfortunately, the only way you could fix that would be to go back in time, and we haven't figured that one out yet. The problem was too many world improvers wanted low-income people to own houses, which resulted in too many people owning homes they couldn't afford to pay for. Regulators and your Congress pushed banks to loan to low-income people and improve neighborhoods with subsidized loans and grants. Meanwhile, Congress was asleep at the switch and didn't regulate the banks. Banks got greedy and leveraged everything 40-1. Workers wanted unions to force employers to pay for retirement plans and get higher wages, and this drove jobs offshore. People wanted more welfare and handouts, and the government obliged by printing money and making everything not subsidized more expensive. Decades of social improvers and do-gooders drove deficits to unmanageable heights, forcing even more deficits and even higher prices. Those and many more policy decisions, usually centered around the social agenda, drove our ship into the perfect storm of financial debt, and right there is the time and the location of the problems we are now attempting to fix. The government trying to create jobs is in reality not addressing the problem, as the problem has already happened, as it is a past event. Cash for Clunkers can't fix the problem. The failed car sales we are now seeing is only a symptom of all our past mistakes. In actuality, by offering Cash for Clunkers or attempting to fix high health care costs by implementing national health care or spending money to fix a money problem is now a new problem. Many see these policies as fixes. They resemble the other social problems we had that caused us to be where we are today. In reality, what we perceive as a fix is actually the problem about to reoccur again. National paid health care will install another symptom down the road, as will creating more debt to solve a debt problem, as will giving Cash for Clunkers, as it will only cause more debt and a higher debt problem later. More unions and higher minimum wages will only cause the outsourcing of even more jobs, and then the call will go out for even more unions and higher wages. It's a vicious circle, and one that very few people understand. Perceiving symptoms as the problem and failing to perceive that fixes are the problem is the main problem with our economy. Too many people do not only understand what happened, most have no idea that these so-called fixes proposed today only make for more symptoms down the road, and I'm sure those symptoms will be perceived as new problems. Few see the truth, but many will feel it. It's the reason we are where we are at today. Don't be fooled by these misconceptions and economic ignorance of others. Neither more unions, higher minimum wages, a national health care plan, more social programs, more bailouts, more free money, more created jobs, more handouts, nor more of anything from the government will fix anything at all. It will only make matters worse. These programs are the problem. They may feel good for a while, but they will make a bad problem much worse. How do we know? It's been tried many times before by many other governments, and it's never worked. What is the fix for what ails us? It's staring us right in the face. Don't do anything. Free markets will clear up problems and fix whatever ails us. Painful? Of course. But you can't go back in time and fix the problems that have already happened. You can't stop the egg from falling. It has already fell. You have to live with the consequences now. We have to pay for the mistakes we made, and you can't avoid that. One thing we can do is not make it worse. By just leaving things alone and getting the government out of doing anything will be the best we can do to allow the fix to happen. Tell them to just stick to what was outlined in the Constitution. And if you read the Constitution, it says nothing about unions, minimum wage, health care, school care, welfare, dental care, bailouts, paper money, Federal Reserves, Cash for Clunkers, or creating new jobs. It doesn't include those things because the Founding Fathers knew that was your business and your responsibility, not the government's. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. The views and opinions expressed herein are those of myself or opinions only and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR staff or underwriters. Another edition airs this Thursday at noon of Money Matters. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.